Operations Subcommittee.
Meeting March 7th, 2023, 4:00 p.m. Prior to getting started, we'll read the Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. We ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Item number three, quorum call.
Present.
Jeff.
Here.
Peter.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Jeremy.
Here. Item four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Peter. Yes.
Yes. Aye. Item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. We have proof of publication, which will become part of the permanent record. Item number six, amendments to Appendix K, rules and regulations for district recreation areas. John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, directors. Policy 1.5 specifies that policy 17.0 through 22.3 and appendices may be amended by the Board of Directors at any time. The last update to these rules and regs occurred in February of 2018. Both management and staff reviewed the attached rules and regulations for any changes. A redline version of the proposed amendments to Appendix K are attached for your review. Really three highlights of those. Prairie Queen Recreation Area has been removed from the district's recreation sites as this facility is transferred to the City of Papillion for operation and maintenance, so no longer our responsibility. Number two, Section 6 Camping. We amended the regulations to reflect that camping sites with electric hookups are reserved for recreational vehicles only. And tent camping is not permitted at sites with electrical hookups. This pertains to Elkhorn Crossing, which we will be electrifying those campsites over the summer. All of the changes are minor and housekeeping in nature, and we would recommend approval by the subcommittee for the full board, and happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, John.
No staff recommendation.
Second, anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Taser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shepherd?
Aye. Item number seven, revised Lower Platte Collective Groundwater Modeling Interlocal Agreement. Amanda Grant.
Good afternoon. So this interlocal agreement was approved by the board and all the parties at the end of the year, last year around October. And this was the interlocal agreement for the Papio, Lower Platte North, Lower Platte South NRDs, and the Nebraska DNR to put together a group to contract for groundwater modeling for the whole Lower Platte region. And so at that time, we had submitted for a water sustainability fund that was just above the small project threshold, thinking that we would get that, and we did not get that. So we had submitted for $282,900, and it did not make the cut. So we're planning now to resubmit as a small project where it's much more likely that it would get funded, and this is at a $250,000 threshold. So then that just makes that $32,900 that needed to be divided amongst the entities. So the only thing in this amendment is taking that $32,900, dividing it among all the parties equally. So each party would add another $8,200-ish to their total. And those numbers are in the memo, but that's the amendment. The group has already discussed this, and everyone agrees that this is the route to take. So I think we're the first ones probably on the agenda, but all the parties are on board. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion. Can we have a second?
Second.
Second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. Item number eight, delegation of authority for the CD BG-DR Infrastructure Match Program. Amanda and Lori Lassie.
Good afternoon. So the disaster declaration for the 2019 flooding disaster 4420 opened up some funding through HUD, or the Housing and Urban Development Group, through the Community Development Block Grant Program. Under certain presidential disaster declarations, a CDBG-DR, disaster recovery funding, becomes available. There's a lot of acronyms in this one, so I tried to spell it out in the memo. So Nebraska received a significant amount of these funds, and one place that they're using these funds, they're calling it the Infrastructure Match Program. And so they determined that part of this money could be used as the local share for FEMA grants that we received, both public assistance grants after the flood for repairs to public property, and the three buyout grants that we received for Washington County, Douglas County, and Sarpy County. So we're looking at a significant amount of money that could be collected through these grants, or through the Infrastructure Match Program. We have a 25% local share on all of the buyout grants, and then there's also a 5% local share on the public assistance side. However, these applications are a little bit different than what we normally see, and they want to have the board chair sign every document. So we are asking for the board chair to delegate that authority to the general manager so that it takes us a little less time to coordinate, since you don't necessarily come to our office on a daily basis. We would just be able to have John sign those documents for us and submit them as needed. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Amanda, you see?
Lori manages all the hazard mitigation, the HMGP, and then I was handling the public assistance, so we're just both here for that.
Okay. We have a staff recommendation. Need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Assuming the general manager will show up.
Show up. Anyone to vote wish to speak to the item?
I would.
Directors? Director Bonnet and then Director Jack.
And this might be for John, but I was on the Hazard Mitigation Committee to develop the plan a few years back, and I know it's been amended since then. Just recently, we saw the City of Omaha initiate a climate change and resiliency plan. If you've been following that, wouldn't that somewhat overlap what we're doing with our hazard mitigation plan? Or would you characterize that approach as an attempt to seek the same source of funding? I'm wondering if we now have a competitor in the City of Omaha where the hazard mitigation funding grants come from.
I don't think it will compete. I think it will obviously be a big component, I think, of that particular study and that particular effort, because I think we've been doing many of the things that are tied to mitigating any type of climate change. We've been doing it for 50 years. So I think what we do will fit within that whole, not only the study, but what they come up with as either solutions or a plan or whatever that may be. But for the hazard mitigation piece, I mean, so what we do, that is a requirement of FEMA that entities have that in place. So they have to have that to be able to access these funds. So I think we're the driving force behind organizing that for everybody, including the City of Omaha.
Yeah.
I think we're competing. I think we complement each other very well to be able to access our share of those federal funds that are available all across the country.
Yeah, so the climate resiliency plan could potentially inform the next update to the hazard mitigation plan, but they are two separate documents. Omaha is a full participant within the hazard mitigation plan, and so it's not necessarily a competition for funding. They're already eligible for all of the same funding sources that we are, so it's not a competition. But my understanding of their plan is that they are looking for more specific actions that they can take at the city level to address climate change.
Director Jett?
Do we have any specific projects in mind for this funding?
Yes, so the projects that are eligible are the three buyout projects that we've been doing and the public assistance projects that we did for repairs after the 2019 flooding. Those are the only ones that are eligible.
Okay, thank you.
Director McCormick?
So the government agencies, HUD, these behemoths, they're okay with this delegation of signature power?
Yes, as long as it's in the form of a resolution from the board, they are fine to accept that.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. That completes my report.
Anyone need a break since that took so long? I guess I'll call to order the meeting for Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee for RFP Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Management Plan Update, March 7th. There's a copy of the Open Meetings Act of State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414. It's posted in the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda of today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure, much similar to the previous procedure. Well, with respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposal recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action, and we ask the public not disrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. I have here the proof of publication. I guess quorum calls next.
Here.
Henningsen? Here. Sipinski? Here. And Chairperson? Here. So, adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Yes. So the proof of publication, as I previously spoke, is here. Lori Lassiter, initial screening for proposals for consultants and selection interviews.
So every 5 years for the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership, we update all of the data that informs that watershed plan to form a new 5-year implementation plan. And we do that with the help of a consultant. So we have typically just extended or amended HCR's original contract. We got to the point we felt that original contract was so long ago that it was a good time to go through the RFP process again. And we received proposals on March 1st. We received two proposals, one from HCR teamed with Embris Group, and the other from Houston Engineering teamed with RDG. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Is there a recommendation or a motion?
I can make a motion, if I could, to interview both firms.
Second.
So I have a motion and a second. Is there any public discussion? Any directors?
When did we put the RFP out?
It would have been the Friday after February board. It would have gone out after the ad hoc committee had been appointed.
Any other questions?
I have one question.
What time frame are we looking to interview?
So the interviews would be on April 6th.
April 6th, okay.
How long has the HDR contract been extended?
I think 2001 was the original contract.
Okay. So, yeah. Does it send specific invitations to companies or just a general notice in the paper? Or how does this advertise?
So we have a website system that people can subscribe to. And when a new RFP or construction project is bid, it's posted on our website. They get an email notification. It is we do publish it in the paper. And then we also, as staff, sometimes contact people specifically that we contacted about six local firms that would normally propose on something like this as well.
Okay. And we got two responses.
And we got, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Henningsen?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Sapinski?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes. We're adjourned.